Sarnie at breakfast. BBC.
Radio London.
Right, now, before we get into our quiz, a quick chat about Blue Sky, which you might already be signed up to, you might be considering, you might never have heard of. It's a social media platform that apparently is making waves, I suppose, whichever way you want to look at it, as lots of people leave Twitter and go over to Blue Sky. I mean, we have questions, and thankfully, Fevzi Turklap, the editor of GadgetDetective.com, the Gadget Man, the host of the Gadget Detective podcast, is here to tell us more. Fevzi, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, let's start at the very beginning. What exactly is Blue Sky?
So Blue Sky is a social media platform that looks remarkably like Twitter, and that's not a coincidence because it was actually created by Twitter. It was a research program in the days when Jack Dorsey was in charge back in 2019, and it was spun off as an independent business in 2021. And so it looks and behaves a lot like Twitter, but it's not. And one of the big differences is the algorithm isn't quite so hateful. So,
interesting. What do you mean isn't quite so hateful?
Well, I think that, you know, the level of dissatisfaction, even amongst regular Twitter or X users, is now running at 42%, according to a recent poll. That's the people who are still using it. Obviously, when Elon Musk bought it, he made a number of changes. He sacked about 80% of the staff when he came in, including the people that moderate the tweets or the posts. So a lot of things that were previously, being taken off the site were not taken off the site. And a lot of people who were banned from the site were invited back. And a lot of people think that that's made for a much more toxic environment. And I think the final straw for a lot of people was when the whole of X platform was turned into a an arm of the Donald Trump election campaign. And I think that, you know, any pretense that it was a sort of agnostic platform, that the town square where everyone was welcome, I think that idea has gone away now.
Okay. So how many people are actually leaving X to go? Well, never mind to go anywhere else. But we talk about people leaving because they don't either like Elon Musk's ideas or they don't like what the platform's turned into, like you just mentioned there, Fevzi. But talk to me in numbers. How many people are actually going?
Well, so it's hard to know because X is now a private company and it doesn't publish this. I will say that the chief executive said that usage of X is at an all-time high, which I frankly find hard to believe. What we know is that in April, according to Statistica, there were 611 million users, that by September that had dropped to 586, which is down about 4 or 5%. So, you know, we're probably looking at about 570 by this point, I would suspect. But the thing is, a lot of people who are disenfranchised from X now haven't necessarily closed their accounts. Some have very publicly done that and opened at Blue Sky, but I think the usage has gone down.
Okay.
I find my tolerance for the platform, you know, I can't stay on it very long before I start to feel unwell.
Yes, and interesting because, you know, it's I used to use Twitter a lot, actually. And then once Elon bought it, obviously, when you're in charge, you can do whatever you like to the algorithm. And he kept popping up, even though I don't follow him. So the minute I opened my Twitter, It was Elon's posts, the first and foremost, always. And I blocked him, so I didn't have to see it all the time.
And you still saw it.
And I still saw it. And It makes me go, oh, well, if the whole thing is kind of rigged like that, then what's the point in logging in?
Yeah, and there's also some pretty dark changes that have happened. I mean, I used to, from time to time, report tweets that I thought were beyond the pale and in contravention of their own rules. And my hit rate of having those tweets taken down was about 95%. It's now 5%.
Wow, very interesting.
Yeah, same rules, but they're being applied differently. Plus the fact that I think the other thing that did it for a lot of people was that people who had blocked others, you know, in order to stop sort of harassment and so forth, they've now made a change where the blocked people can still see your tweets.
Yes, very, very strange. So tell me, are you on Blue Sky?
I am, at gadgetdetective.com.
Very good plug. And tell me, is it good? How are you finding it? Give us your honest rundown on it. And for those people who did used to like Twitter but haven't really used it for many years now, especially of late, is it worth going over to Blue Sky? Well, look, do we need another social media app?
Yeah, well, I think we do. I think what's going to happen is that we're seeing a fragmentation. I don't predict the immediate demise of X / Twitter, but I think it's becoming much more fragmented. So just in the way that we used to have sort of newspapers of, different ilks, we now have social media of different ilks as well. I'm looking at the counter now. It's increasing at over 5 users per second on Blue Sky.
Wow.
Which is about, if that were to keep up, that's about 2 million a day. Yes.
I'll let you do the maths
on
that.
2 million a day. Yeah. So, I mean, they've still got a long way to go. But to answer your question, I like it there. It's like a breath of fresh air. And you know, if a person leaves an abusive relationship and then when they leave, there's that, why didn't I do this before?
Right.
You know, and it's that sense of freedom.
Okay, let me just ask you this, though. Do you remember when Threads was launched by Instagram and there was also loads of people going on there, loads of people signed up. It was all very exciting. Everyone was getting involved. Breath of fresh air. Love it. And then that petered down pretty quickly.
Yeah, they lost about 82% of their engagement after the initial surge. And that's not to say people close their accounts. It's just they stopped engaging. So you're absolutely right. What Blue Sky needs to do is hit critical mass. But I think that I'm not sure whether Blue Sky will succeed. I believe it probably will, and I hope it does. But even if it doesn't, I think the writing's on the wall for X. I just don't think that, you know, people who are disenfranchised with it, they're not gonna spend time there.
And talk to me about who owns it, because who's behind it?
Yeah, so, well, when it was spun off, it was under Jack Dorsey. Interestingly enough, so Jack Dorsey was the previous head of Twitter, as it was then.
Well, Jack is what got us into this situation in the first place, because he went and sold it.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Because if someone offers $44 billion for it, you know, the shareholders are going to say yes. And that's what happens. That's the vulnerability of publicly owned stock, right? But I think, or at least the board said yes. I think that... sorry, I've just forgotten your question.
Just who owns it? Who's in charge of Blue Sky?
An American businessman is the CEO, and he is the primary owner. But I mean, I don't think it really. I wouldn't say it doesn't matter. I think the objection that people have with regard to X as it is now is that it's become a private tool and plaything for a multi-billionaire. You know, whoever wants to can own it as long as the platform functions fairly. And in a decent way.
Okay.
And I don't think that's happening at the moment.
Well, Pevsi, good to talk to you, and thank you for talking us through it. I may or may not see you on there.
Yes.